From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith. During the COVID-19 pandemic, routine doctor's visits and preventative care often had to take the back burner. So over the next few months, the Health and Wealth Desk will be speaking with experts about how you can get back on track with your preventative health care. Over the past 50 years, the American Cancer Society has seen cervical cancer death rates drop by more than half since the popularization of the Pap smear, which is a test used to detect cervical cancer and HPV. Despite this, a study published in 2022 showed that many Americans are not up to date with their Pap smears, and lack of knowledge may play a part. KBIA's Anna Speidel spoke with Show Me Healthy Women's Missy Rice about why cervical cancer screenings are important and how patients can stay informed.
You know, for those who aren't aware, I guess, what are cervical cancer screenings?
So a cervical cancer screening is just a routine test with your primary care or GYN or gynecological provider. It's really important for your health. It is personal, and sometimes that may be a little uncomfortable for individuals, but physicians are definitely, you know, in tune to that and can answer any questions that a person may have about exactly, you know, what that test entails to actually evaluate and test the cells of the cervix.
Who is eligible to be screened, and when should people start talking to their doctor about it?
Recommendations change as data and statistics and information changes, but currently, most are recommending that a Pap test screening start around age 21, and that Pap test can be done routinely every 3 years. As you get into the age of 30 to 65 year olds, that may also include HPV testing in addition with the Pap testing. And if that is done in combination, routine screening for that is recommended every 5 years.
So I'm wondering, what might you say to someone who might be nervous or scared to get their Pap smear?
Just helping them to understand that this screening is important for your health. Investment in your health is so important. And I think a lot of us, we invest in a lot of things. We invest in our finances. We invest in our home. We invest in our family. But sometimes we forget to invest in ourselves and our health. And that is so very important.
People sometimes experience pain during Pap smears, and that can be a factor that really can make it hard for someone to seek out those services. So is this something that they might be able to talk to their doctor about having a solution or finding a solution?
Absolutely. Be your own advocate. Don't be afraid to discuss with your doctor. If you're during a procedure, I can't say it won't always be not uncomfortable, because it certainly can be. But if you're experiencing pain or that is a fear of yours, please talk with your practitioner before going in for the procedure. Make them aware, because there may be things that they can do to help either calm your fears or maybe not make it so uncomfortable.
Kind of the obvious, why are Pap smears important?
So cervical cancer screening is one of the best ways to prevent cervical cancer or catch it early. And if it is caught early, treatment is very successful. So one of the concerns for women may be financial concerns or barriers as far as obtaining that screening. And so there are lots of resources out there within their communities. One of those is the program within the Department of Health called Show Me Healthy Women. And our website can help, you know, guide women that are eligible. And there's also other programs locally in communities for women that may not, you know, fit our criteria. But definitely there's resources out there, and just talk to your healthcare provider.